Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. And Jessica, what's going on?
Riddle me this. Nearly 86% of Americans say they plan to do this activity starting this week. And even though it's something most people hate doing, 80% of us say we'd rather do this than file our taxes. Nick, what is it?
I can think of a lot of things I'd rather do than file my taxes.
But what is this activity that we collectively as Americans are about to embark on?
I don't know.
It's spring cleaning.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
So for many people, spring cleaning involves decluttering and getting rid of stuff. If you are one of the millions of people that will dedicate some time to spring cleaning, there are a number of opportunities coming up locally where you can offload things you no longer use. Each of these are coming up in April, so that gives you time, Nick, if you want to start going through your things now, set them aside, and then 3 weekends in a row of chances to purge are coming up in April.
Okay.
We'll start with the library's biggest book sale of the year is coming up on April 25th through the 29th. There is almost always a donation bin inside of the library. They accept books, obviously.
Yes.
They also take DVDs, CDs, audiobooks, puzzles, games, and more. So if you are cleaning and you have those items, the library is a great place to donate those. The Friends of the Library host the sale and the proceeds support programs at the library. Fun fact. Last year was their biggest sale. They raised over $10,000 in the four-day event.
Jonathan didn't do that when he was on the episodes with you.
He did it once, but he said, as Nick would say, and then he didn't do it again.
Okay.
If you want to shop the sale.
It felt weird. It felt weird hearing you say fun fact without.
He wanted to be distinctly different.
I get it. I'm just saying. It just felt weird. So.
If you want to shop the sale, most items are a dollar or less. Higher priced items are marked individually. And then you can get kids' books for $5 for a whole bag of them.
That's a good deal.
They accept cash and or debit cards. And then another big chance to purge things that no longer bring you joy is at the OTHS Band Boosters Spring Yard Sale, which is happening on Saturday, April 20th. This is a huge event that supports our amazing student musicians at the high school. Items that sell quickly are kitchen gadgets, baby items, small furniture, clothes, and tools. So let's say you have some accent tables, bar stools, strollers. This is a great place to donate those. Donation drop-offs are accepted Friday, April 19th from 4 until 8. Recent yard sales for the band, Nick, have brought in over $6,000.
Wow.
So this is a big deal to them. Now, the yard sale doesn't accept electronics, but the good news is if you have some that you need to get rid of, there is a scrap metal and electronics recycling event the next weekend. That's on Saturday, April 27th from 9 until noon at Cariel Junior High on Seven Hills Road. And the other good news is this also benefits the Band Boosters. They accept anything metal or that has a power cord. There is a small donation fee for tube TVs and certain monitors.
All right. Well, there you have it. Lots of places to get rid of your stuff that you no longer use or want.
Yep.
And in the show notes, we'll include which items are accepted and not accepted at each of these. Now, if someone has donations throughout the year and they're not just doing spring cleaning these next few weeks, we know of places that accept those donations year-round, correct?
We sure do. One we highlight often is the O'Fallon Township Rummage Sale. This happens the second Saturday of each month, but they accept donations all throughout the month, and drop-off could not be any easier. The township building is located right here in O'Fallon. It's at the roundabout at Seven Hills and State Street. So you pull up to the shed on the east side of the property. There's a garage door on the shed. You call the phone number on the paper. They open the garage door remotely. You take your stuff into the shed, and then you peace on out.
There you go.
The volunteers sort it, and once a month, they host a garage sale where they sell the donations. Proceeds benefit local charities. They are huge contributors to the O'Fallon Food Pantry. And then most recently, they donated $3,000 to the O'Fallon Fire Explorers to help them pay to attend Explorer College in July.
Neat.
Now, if you're unable to physically take donations to a place, there is a service that will pick up items from your porch. It's called Charity Clothing Pickup, and it benefits the American Red Cross. You sign up on their website, which we'll link to in the show notes, and when there is a truck that is going to be in your area, they send you an email with the date. You confirm if you have a donation or not, and then the night before the pickup, you set out your items on the porch, and then the next day, the drivers come collect your donations of clothing, books, purses, and household items. Now, this is a for-profit company. Items donated are not distributed to the Red Cross, but rather they are sold in bulk, and $70 from each cart sold is paid to the Red Cross for charitable purposes.
Okay, so it's helping in a roundabout way.
That's right. And we're going to link to those all those options in the show notes. I am a firm believer, Nick, that physical clutter is mental clutter. And it always feels so good to clear out an area and minimize the number of things in that space. So hopefully we've inspired some listeners to spend time over the next week or two pulling things together that no longer bring them joy, as Marie Kondo would say, and then donate them to any of the events mentioned today that help people in our community.
For sure. And before we get into the calendar, let's hear from Jonathan on how to become a podcast partner.
Hello, 618 Now podcast listeners. Jonathan here, the voice behind the podcast partner, and we're excited to offer local businesses the chance to become a part of our community's favorite Friday morning ritual. Imagine your brand highlighted in not one, but two 30-second spots, reaching hundreds of dedicated listeners a week at an average cost of 40 cents per download. As a proud production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce, we're growing and we want you to grow with us. So take the leap and become a podcast partner today. Let's put the spotlight on what you do best. Reach out to me at connect@O'FallonChamber.com or find the media kit on our website, O'FallonChamber.com.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Today is Friday, March 29th.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a Vine Street micro market at O'Fallon Station. That is from 9 until noon. And we're not tracking much for this coming week, but a few heads up. Big Brothers Big Sisters 4th Annual Trivia for Kids' Sake is next month on Saturday, April 27th. We're mentioning it now because the event usually sells out, so if you're interested, you're going to want to grab your table now. A few things that are new this year. Your ticket includes an open bar all night, which is beer, seltzer, wine, soda, and water. You do get to bring your own favorite foods, and the theme this year is baseball. Fun fact! The executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters is Brianna Anderson, who graduated lead-in last year.
Oh, neat!
And the host of this year's event is Amber Clear, who is a lead-in graduate from a few years ago.
Yeah!
She is a stand-up comedian who routinely sells out venues where she performs.
And she's been on the podcast before.
She has been. Offenburg Amber.
Yep.
So that'll be a great night, and we're going to link to that registration in the show notes. And finally, the O'Fallon Police are hosting a youth academy this summer, and applications have just opened up for that. This is open to incoming 8th and 9th graders. It is a week-long academy where youth get insights into the life of first responders, and this is not like a classroom setting. This is an interactive and immersive environment where they get to experience firsthand things like crime scene processing, SWAT demonstrations, canine demos, and more. Only 20 participants are selected, so if anyone you know is interested, they should get their application in quickly, and of course, we'll link to that in the show notes.
I know people whose kids have gone through that, and they've loved it.
They absolutely have.
I agree. It is, like, such a cool program for kids.
And what a great way to get younger people to experience law enforcement and first responders.
For sure.
Yep. And that's your snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh.
Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.